And good morning back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF on this Monday morning. Sam Speck alongside Deborah Woodall, happy to have you with us, alongside Max Tricia Purton in the studio with us as the Montgomery County Action Council always checks in with us about once a month, letting us know everything that's going on around our county and great things, whether it's businesses coming in or just news in general. So, Tricia, we always appreciate you coming in and taking some time with us.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and it's always good to touch base with all the economic development activities that are going on countywide, and that is certainly Tricia's area of expertise. And you know, let's start first of all, because something's been hanging out there for many of us in Montgomery County, and especially folks in Coffeyville. And that was the big auction we had a while back of the Amazon building. And, you know, I don't go anywhere, Tricia, that people don't ask me, well, hey, Deborah, who bought that building? And I'm like, well, we don't rightly know yet. So do we have an answer yet?
We don't. I have been talking with the existing sellers and their realtor pretty much every day, every other day to find out if they can give me any information. And so they extended the auction through the 17th of last week. They have not hit the reserve. So right now the current buyer is at $7.75 million. But since they haven't hit the reserve, they are leaving that open until the official closing date. And so the official closing date that would be on the books is 30 days past when they closed the auction the first time. And so that would be October 27th, which Deb pointed out is a Saturday. So I imagine they'll probably have the closing on the following Monday, which would be November 1st. So we'll see how that goes. They told me they would let me know the week before the closing. So sometime this week I should know. And we'll be able to go ahead and start getting that information prepared for you all. So you can let all of our listeners know what's going on.
Okay. So you said that the current buyer is at 7.75.
Yes. That's the highest bidder right now.
Which is short of the reserve. Do we know what the reserve was?
Well, they won't tell me officially. I have a pretty good idea what it is. I know what they got it for originally, and they told me they were willing to take a loss. The buyers did tell me, though, that they will honor the existing bid at this point.
The sellers.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The sellers will honor the existing bid as it stands. But you know, they obviously want to hit their reserve. So as far as I know, someone might get extremely lucky and end up with a $7.75 million bid for a $16 million building. So,
yeah, big warehouse.
Big warehouse. And the great part of this building, and I think people aren't, and I've always struggled with this with the existing owners, is that building can be subdivided so easily. You know, Amazon wasn't the first owner, it was Golden Books, and it was just that front building and part of the second building that's on the back. And then Amazon expanded it twice. So it has three different sections that have offices, that have break room areas, that have restrooms. So you could easily break that up into three different companies if someone was a good investor.
Yeah, and you were mentioning that a few weeks ago when this kind of first came up and it first got on the auction block and things like that, that it is kind of, I mean, coming away with basically half the price, a little less than half the price. You could make a pretty good profit by renting it out or even
right.
selling those areas to different businesses and such, because you're right, it's a giant building. There's plenty of space for one, two, maybe even three, like you had
yeah.
mentioned, just sharing those office spaces like that. So, you know, I don't understand why the interest isn't quite over what it is right now, but still, at least there's some bidding happening.
Well, and I think there's challenges when you have a company that owns the building that lives on the East Coast or lives on the West Coast, and that's been our challenge this entire time. The first owner that owned it when Amazon was there lived in California. They don't understand the Midwest markets, especially rural Midwest markets. This current company lives in New York City. So again, we're struggling with this cultural difference between reality of what real estate goes for in the Midwest. Right now, our lease rates for warehousing space is between $350 and $450 square foot. So if someone got it for 7.75 and they got it fully leased, they would have that building paid off in 2 years. So it's pretty incredible what that would be.
It is, and that's a good point as well to make because, I mean, obviously coast to coast, you could, I mean, maybe if you were a hometown kid or something and lived out here and maybe had that understanding, but you're right. I mean, a lot of companies don't understand the area out here, and I mean, even me subtly moving from Colorado to Kansas, it is a major shift and difference, and you can't just plop a business down or a building somewhere and be like, oh, this is going to be successful unless you have an idea of the area.
Of course, there are things here in Southeast Kansas that folks on the East Coast or West Coast won't be used to in terms
right.
of the rail access we have from Coffeyville mm-hmm. to the port of Catoosa, the airport we have right behind the warehouse.
Right.
I mean, you're not going to get that everywhere.
No.
And, of course, you know, great highways to Kansas City, to Omaha, to point south, to the west, to the east. Once you get to Tulsa, you've got straight lines either direction you want to go.
Yep.
So
our tagline for MAC is middle of nowhere, next to everywhere, because we can get anywhere in this country within a day or two time. With our trucking, our rail industry, we are the center hub of so many transmodal systems. We really are an ideal location for a company like, and that's why Amazon was here because of that, for that reason.
Yeah.
So, but you know, we have some other assets that people don't talk about, one of which is our workforce. We do have excellent training programs with Coffeyville Community Colleges, Coffeyville Community College and Independence Community College, Pitt State, Tulsa University, just south of us. So we have a higher amount of unemployed workforce than pretty much anywhere in the country. If you're talking nationwide, averages are in the 3% range, and we're averaging 5 in Southeast Kansas. We have a gap of workforce that is available and ready to work. And I talk with Kansas Works on a regular basis to give them a plug for this next thing is November 1st, is their job fair. I think it'll be really interesting to see how that turns out. But we have the workforce, the trained workforce, that a lot of the places in this country don't have.
And we have access to trainers
exactly.
because CCC will design a program specifically mm-hmm. for what you need. And the Fab Lab also
yeah.
will work with anyone over at Independence Community College who develop what they need
yeah.
and to support economic development. So we have great assets right here in our community that could really do, you know, amazing things. Moonshot.
We have all of the pieces that places around the country wish they had. You start putting some of the amazing programs the state of Kansas has in place, the Rural Opportunity Zone. You know, new people that move out of state into the state of Kansas, move into Montgomery County, get 5 years off of, they don't pay personal income taxes for their state taxes. They get a $15,000 student loan forgiveness. Those programs don't exist in other states. So New York, California, they don't realize those assets. So we're working really hard to market those assets. Our new website has a lot of data on there. We actually went through a national site consultant last week and let us know that our website that we have going right now is one of the better ones they've seen for economic development organizations, and they're helping us market that as well. So, and we just kicked off a massive strategic planning initiative too. We'll have a countywide economic development strategic plan now that all the communities will be able to use, and then it will tie into a targeted industry marketing system, so we'll know exactly who we need to be putting this information out to. So looking at the Tyson Project, 3 years ago, no one probably realized that we had all of those different elements that really were critical for poultry operations. But this process has shown us, look at all these things that we never thought of for economic development. The access to water, the intense level of rural water districts and the systems that we have in place here, the transportation systems, the Port of Catoosa, things like that that you don't maybe put all together in one piece of a puzzle for a specific industry. And they're going to help us look at that too. So we'll have a better view of who we're going to be recruiting.
Let's talk about this workforce program you have coming up.
Yeah, so I attended the Kansas Workforce Opportunity Conference, I guess it was 2 weeks ago now, and talking with all these different organizations, there are incredible programs out there that we're definitely not utilizing to our best of our abilities. And part of the reason why is that we operate in so many silos, especially for workforce. You have Kansas Workforce and the workforce centers that deal with our chronically challenged employees. We have people who are looking for higher, better paying jobs that maybe don't know what's going on. But then we have our industries that, you know, like Cessna, that could definitely use additional employees, could expand if they could find those employees. So we're going to help work with some of those organizations to do a couple things. Grow our own. So working with Craig Carell and Rusty Arnold and some of those folks in Montgomery County to create career pathways for these industries that we're targeting. And then we're also going to be doing hopefully rolling out a training program for our community colleges that would take those students, get them the very specific certifications so they can instantly get in and make $60,000 a year over at Textron. So some of those things that we're doing, I would go take a look at Wichita Promise Move. It's a really innovative program. And I think that was something that we would want to implement here in our county.
Yeah, no, and again, I mean, with the overload of work and as well the availability of these community colleges, it's good to get that first step. And then again, you know, in a world where everybody thinks it's a 4-year college and then I need to get into business, I need to do something. No, there's a lot of trade jobs out there that aren't filled, especially here in this area, and they are very good paying jobs as well. And they're overlooked in today's day and age. Mm-hmm. They really are.
Yep. Now, you can make $65,000, $75,000 a year with a 6-week training program.
Yeah.
It's pretty incredible.
Yeah, and you'll save yourself a huge dollar on that on those tuition fees and whatever
student
else
loans
expenses, student
and everything
loans. I mean,
else
my
you'll
goodness.
Get into. Yeah, absolutely. And you've got a board meeting coming up here?
Yeah, November 15th, and this is one of my personal favorites. Tony Hawkins always grills steaks for everyone, so get your RSVPs in early. It'll be in Cherryville this year. And we'll have it at the beautiful Cedar Lodge. So the other event coming up is November 1st is the Southeast Kansas Job Fair. We've got some excellent employers looking for good employees. So,
all right. Now, where will that job fair be?
It's going to be at Coffeyville Community College and their gym, I believe.
Nellis Hall.
Nellis Hall.
Yeah, Nellis Hall.
Okay. Very good. Well, people will need to check that out. And Tricia Purden, the Executive Director of the Montgomery County Action Council, our economic development body, thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much.
I'm Deborah Woodall, and he's Sam Speck. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.